We're doing Tomer Dvora. We're up to page Yud Aleph, the third section of the first chapter. Over al Pesha. Hashem personally forgoes or wipes away our rebellious actions. Zo mida gedola. This is a tremendous trait. She'arei ena mechila al yedei shaliach. Hashem does not forgive through a messenger, ela al yado mamash shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem personally steps up to the plate. Hashem himself comes to forgive. Kedichtiv, as the verse says, we will say it often now in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, in the 10 days of atonement, ki imecha hasilicha. Forgiveness is with you, specifically, umahi hasilicha. What is forgiveness? Shehu rochetz ha'avon. That is washing away the transgression. Kedichtiv, as the verse says, imrachatz Hashem etzoat benot Zion. How Hashem has, so to speak, washed away the feces of the daughters of Zion. So Hashem personally cleanses. V'chen k'tiv, and the verse says in Ezekiel, v'zarakti alechem mayim teorim u'te'artem. Hashem says, I will throw waters, pure waters upon you, and you will be pure. V'hainu over al Pesach. That's what the verse means. Hashem personally will wipe away, will forgive our rebellious actions. Sholach meimei rechitza ve'over v'rochetz ha'pesha. So to speak, Hashem sends the waters of cleanliness, and with that He washes away our transgressions that were done on purpose. So that's a tremendous thing, that Hashem is willing to forgo things that we didn't do by mistake. And we didn't just do it on purpose, we did it brazenly. I don't feel like it this week. I don't feel like it. I'm not going to do that mitzvah. That's pesha. Hine mamash kidmut zeh tzich liyot ha'adam. So Rav Moshe Cordoviro says, we're learning about how Hashem treats us and how we're supposed to emulate Hashem. So this is how a person's supposed to behave. She'lo yomar, a person shouldn't say, v'chi ani metaken ma sheploni chata uploni yishchit. You want me to fix what he messed up? Why should I do that? A person shouldn't say that. How many times do we walk out of the Beis Medrash and we see other people left behind their sidurim? So they should have put back the prayer books. They shouldn't have left them on the table. Their mistake, do I put it back? How many times do we walk down the hallway and see someone drop the tissue or purposely drop the tissue? Am I supposed to clean up after other people? Well, what's wrong if I do? Is it so bad? So they did something wrong. So I'm cleaning. So I'm making it better.
What about transgression against other people? I mean, he has some who can do whatever transgression you want to other people, as long as you're a little bit sorry afterwards, something that you get forgiven.
Where did you see that? No. So then the Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch says, that between man and his fellow man, a person cannot get atonement. Hashem won't forgive him unless he attains his friend's atonement. That's clear in the Gemara, in Shulchan Aruch. No. This is between man and his creator, but you're right. If a person does something wrong to someone else, then he cannot be forgiven. Unless he asks the other person, unless he gains forgiveness from the other person, that's true.
That's
right?
The answer I get for people about something you want to do to go for debating. They say, you know, we cannot punish people for not keeping Shabbos. And we're not talking about keeping Shabbos, we're talking about somebody transgressing against another person. And that seems to be the attitude.
Well, that's a different question about enforcing things. That's another question. But what we learned here is that when a person wants atonement from Hashem, so Hashem is going to help him get there. And when a person does the right moves to attain atonement, then Hashem says, I'll help cleanse him. I'll help him come clean. And Hashem doesn't leave it to someone else to do. Hashem does it himself. And that's how a person should be. A person shouldn't say, why should I fix what someone else did wrong? Someone else forgot the lights on. Should I turn them off? It starts with simple things, but it extends to greater things. It's an attitude. Ephraim, you're going into the army in a few weeks, right? Now, in the army, this is like the thing. You know, the yeshiva guys are known that where they say, we need someone to clean up the barracks. And the yeshiva guys say, we'll do it. But everyone should do it. They say, we need someone to stay over Shabbos. Someone to agree to stay and guard our weapons on Shabbos. And the yeshiva guys always step up to the plate. And that's this attitude that I don't say, well, someone else should do it. No. And the approach is, I should step up to the plate. Sharei ha'adam chote v'hakadosh baruch hu be'atzmo shelo al yedei shelech mitakenet muvato v'chetzat avono. When we do something wrong, Hashem personally cleanses what we've done wrong, and Hashem doesn't send an angel to do it. Hashem says, I'll help him get clean. U'mikan yitbayesh adam nashuv lechto. Now this should also cause a person to be embarrassed and repent. Sharei ha'melech be'atzmo v'chetz lichluch b'gadav. If you think for a minute, the king is the one that's going to cleanse my clothing. So then you'd say, oh no, I better do it myself before he does it. So that's also an encouragement to do tshuva. I shouldn't wait for Hashem to help me get clean. Let me clean myself. So what we learned today is over al pesha, the idea that Hashem personally gets involved to cleanse when a person's done something wrong. And we saw an example of this Thursday night. And when you guys saw that rabbi clearing up the base medrash himself, no one was around, no one was looking, he thought no one was looking, and he came to clean up the whole base medrash without telling anyone, didn't want anyone to know. Everything was locked. The doors were shut. That's a big people say, I'll be the one to do it. Yeshua bin Nun would come every night and clean up the whole base medrash, set up all the seats for all the students for the next morning. But he was the top student. He was the next leader of the Jewish people. He was a tremendous prophet. Right, but that's not beneath his dignity. There's nothing wrong with that. A person sees it. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, I come and help clean up. So a person should come and help clean up. Think about it when you finish a meal downstairs. Do I have to clean up? Of course I have to clean up. Should I clean up maybe what the next guy left behind on the table? Why not? Why not? And this goes back to the concept we discussed Thursday night. We always want to leave a place better because we were there. So that's true for the world. That's true for our lifetime. And that's true for little incremental things. Can I make it better because I was there? So Hashem is over al pesha. Hashem says, I will personally get involved and help cleanse what someone's done wrong.